Okay, city people, ever dreamt of a tree change while you're hunched over your computer spilling crumbs from your fast food lunch onto your keyboard? Well, it turns out that may not be the answer to your health problems. New research shows Australians in rural and regional areas are getting fatter faster than people in the city. One of the people behind the study is Annette Dobson, a professor of biostatistics at the University of Queensland School of Public Health. She joins us now. Welcome to the program, Annette.
Hi, PK.
Why doesn't living in the country necessarily mean a healthier life?
It's really about food supply. We're not saying that no aspect is healthy, but in terms of weight and obesity, the country areas do much worse than particularly the inner city. And this has been shown over a number of years. And in Australia, it's quite striking that the people in rural areas have been more overweight than the people in the cities for quite a long time now. It's slightly more pronounced in men than women, but it's there. It's about food supply. It's about the amount of food that people eat and the quality of the food. And just walking around isn't going to get rid of eating the extra few Tim Tams or bread and potatoes.
Yeah, sometimes actually the vast distances are part of the problem. I mean, in city living, you can kind of walk around and get places, whereas in vast rural areas, it's actually difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, but you need to take an awful lot of exercise to counteract a little bit of extra food. So it's really about changing what you eat. Well, it's about changing the food supply that's available to people. That's really the issue. You know, that food is more expensive in rural areas. You know, we're not talking just about the sort of coastal fringe, but there's plenty of places in Australia where seasonal food is difficult to get and very expensive.
Yeah, particularly in remote communities. Now, you're one of a number of international contributors to the study. How does the research prove that country people are getting fatter faster than city people? What's the science behind it?
Well, it's an enormous amount of data. It's from over 200 countries. It's a 30-year trends that they're looking at. It's millions and millions of people. So it's a very large, to say it's the largest study in the world is a sort of understatement. It includes the whole world. And this is a global trend. You know, it's a bit like the epidemic of smoking, which started off in the sort of upper classes and then moved down and moved out. And then gradually the people who'd started smoking gave up and you got it just left in the amongst the poorer people. We're seeing the same sort of thing happening to some extent with obesity. You got initially it was the people in the urban areas and still a lot of belief that it's the people in the city, but that's not true. It's moved out to, in Australia, particularly the outer suburban areas and out into the country, whereas the weight change in the cities, I was going to say it hasn't changed, it's gone down, but it hasn't. It's very much a generational thing as well.
So how do Australians stack up against other countries? Are we better or worse than these other countries?
Among the not so goods, you know, at the worst end of the spectrum, you're really looking at the Pacific Islanders, a number of countries in the Middle East, and the US, slightly less than there. I mean, clearly we're doing better than sub-Saharan Africa, but we're up with the quite obese people.
Wow. So we're actually right up there.
Oh, yes, we're up there, and particularly the younger generations. If you just think about, you know, your generation, your parents' generation, and your children's generation, think about how fat they are, or not fat, as the case may be.
So it's a generational issue as well. So
it is a generational issue as well, yes.
And at the heart of it, it's also about food quality and access to good food, which
yes.
Declines the further out you get from cities, right?
Yes, but also you've got that outer urban fringe of masses of fast food outlets, you know, people probably who are very time poor, less time to prepare food, There's all that temptation of fast food, takeaways and so on, and the quality is just not there.
So what's the solution?
Gradually, as people become have a little bit more money to spend on food, generally, most people understand there's a problem about obesity. Don't need to ram that home, but give them a bit more opportunity, people will change to better diets. That's the experience in most countries. But governments can help by, you know, restricting access to fast food. A sugar tax on sugar-sweetened beverages has been shown to be extremely useful in Mexico, for example. A number of countries around the world have now done that, and it's showing good effects. Education, legislation, you know, don't have fast foods in school canteens or in hospital canteens and all that sort of thing. It's a slow, like most things in public health, it's gradual, it's multifaceted, and we've just got to keep going at it. But all this has happened, you know, really within about 30 years. So if we've got all this extra weight in 30 years, it's conceivable that in your lifetime, at any rate, that you'll see a change.
Interesting. Well, I can't believe I'm about to say this. This is a pun even. I don't want to use food for thought. Annette, thank you for joining us. I do try to avoid puns. I think puns are for the weak, but I've gone there. Annette Dobson there, Professor of Biostatistics at the University of Queensland School of Public Health, and this is RN Drive.